The more you're exposed to the preaching of the Word of God, the more you're exposed to the law of God, the more you know about sin, the more active your conscience is, and the more your conscience berates you in a relentless fashion and yields nothing to the issue of forgiveness, the more possible it is for you to feel the loss of assurance. By the way, your conscience knows nothing about mercy, and that's good. God will give you mercy, your conscience won't. It is relentless in plaguing you about your iniquity, and you can be thankful for it, right? Lest you plummet into destructive sin in an unfeeling way. The law of God knows nothing of forgiveness. The law of God knows nothing of forgiveness. What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is the law is a standard which holds you to it and sentences you to death for every violation. There is no law, there is no mercy, I should say, in the law of God. There is no grace in the law of God. There is no forgiveness in the law of God. The law of God simply says, do this or die. Do this or die. When you hear the law of God proclaimed, whether it's Old Testament or New Testament, whether it's the Mosaic law of God or whether it's the moral principles that are related to us in the Psalms or whether it's the ethics and the righteous characteristics that are unfolded throughout the Old Testament or whether it's the standard of Jesus Christ, the commands of Jesus, or whether it's the inspired teaching of the apostles that lay upon us spiritual responsibility, the law of God is the law of God. And inherent in that law, there is no forgiveness. The law kills. The law slays. The law knows nothing about excuses. Not only does conscience relentlessly hammer without forgiveness, not only does the law of God relentlessly accuse without ever excusing, but divine justice also is relentless. And divine justice knows nothing of forgiveness either. When a person then is exposed to conscience, the law of God, the standard of divine justice, it can be an overwhelming tyranny that can impact the emotion so that one feels too evil to be saved. But what, after all, is the heart of the gospel? That when your conscience has damned you, and the law of God has damned you, and the justice of God has damned you, the work of Christ graciously redeems you, right? And if you hang on to the condemnation of conscience and the condemnation of law and the condemnation